a single Eldar witch remained, her face blackened by soot, her silver hair singed and burned. She looked up at the Lord of the Drakes, eyes watering, rage telegraphed in the tightness of her lips and the angle of her brow. The faltering kine shield that had spared her life crackled and disappeared into ether. She was not much older than a child, a witchling. Teeth clenched, fighting the grief at the death of her coven, the Eldar offered up her wrists in surrender. Numion and the others had just breached the crowds, which were now slowly dissipating into the wider desert and being mopped up diligently by Nemator and the rest of the Legion. In the wake of the fleeing civilians, the true cost of the Eldar's escape attempt was revealed. Men, women, children, Kartans and Imperials alike, lay dead, crushed. Blood ran in red rivulets across the sand, the death toll in the hundreds. Amongst them, a solitary figure was conspicuous, crowded by a clutch of battered remembrances, unwilling to let anyone close, desperate to defend her unmoving body. Vulcan saw her last of all, the shock of her discovery turning to anger on his noble face. His eyes blazed, embers flickered to infernos. The Eldar child raised her hands higher, defiance turning into fear on her alien features. Numion held the others back, warning them with a look not to intervene. Glaring down at her, Vulcan raised his fist.
"Don't do it!"
and turned the air into fire. The Eldar child's screams didn't last. They merged with the roar of the flames, turning into one horrific cacophony of sound. When it was over, and the last Xenos a smoking husk of burnt meat, Vulcan looked up and met the gaze of the Night Lords. The legionaries had stopped short when the flame storm began. They stood and watched the Primarch of the Salamanders at the edge of the scorched earth he had made. Then, without uttering a word, they turned and went to retrieve their wounded. Gan muttered something and made to go after them.
"No,"
Numion barred his path, his gauntlet clanking against Gan's breastplate.
"Go to the Primarch," he said to all of them. "See him away from this place."
Gan backed down and the pyre guard went to their lord. Only Numion stayed behind, opening a channel over the vox to Nemator.
"Prepare the Primarch's transport. We are coming in," he said, and cut the link.
Vulcan was standing over the lifeless body of Seraph. A stray bolt round, possibly deflected off his armor, had grazed her side. It had been enough to kill her. There was a lot of blood. Her robes were sodden with it. So, too, the robes of the other remembrancers who had tried to save her. Despite the Primarch's presence, his obvious threat, the other remembrancers did not shrink away from Seraph's side. An elderly man with rheumy eyes and wizened features gazed up at the Lord of the Drakes.
"We'll see her back to the ships," he said.
Vulcan opened his mouth to say something, but could find no words to express his feelings. Instead, he nodded before replacing his helmet, but found it could not hide his shame as well as his face. Turning, he became aware of his warriors gathering next to him.
"The Legion awaits you, my lord,"
said Varun humbly, and gave a slight bow of his head. About to respond, Vulcan stopped short when he felt someone watching him from afar. Looking around, he caught sight of a dark and distant shadow out on the dunes. A second later, and his helmet vox crackled to life.
"See, brother, I knew you had it in you. A cold-hearted killer, just like me."
Vulcan replied,
"I'm nothing like you,"
and severed the link. Yet the stench of burning alien flesh remained.